Hey, you guys. This is Bob. I know the intro music hasn't hit yet, but just a fair warning that this show is uncensored and may not be suitable for younger listeners.
So that means if you are of the ages of 10 and under, just delete.
Or check with your parents before listening.
What the hell? Just listen.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You got to be careful what you say around here because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I quit? I have a right dick.
And I'm Q. Now comes in my editing part of me.
To nappy-headed hose.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done. Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch it. Might have, like, disintegrated.
My head is.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, Jay.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Donnie just fell on the floor. Gotta show it to him.
Oh, man.
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, it's too fucking early.
Yeah, 12 o'clock noon is too early.
Exactly.
We moved the recording time up an hour.
Oh, it's too early.
Damn it, I had to get up a whole 2 hours early just to get here on time. And I was late.
You're still late. Oh man. Anyway. So how you doing, Q?
I'm doing fine. What about you, Bob?
I had the longest weekend ever.
It's only 2 days.
I know. But, you know, me, I sit around and I just work on stuff like this all weekend. But this weekend I actually went out and did shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Friday night went to, it's in Albany, Georgia. Saturday afternoon in Tallahassee, Florida. And then Saturday night in Dothan, Alabama.
You want to hear my week?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I left out for the whole week on the semi with my father. He's a truck driver. Well, that's a semi for y'all idiots.
Beep, beep.
More like honk, honk. But anyway, we left out Sunday. We went up to Missouri. And we came back down to Louisiana. And actually, believe it or not, New Orleans has actually gotten better since Katrina. It's not half as bad. So those of y'all who are thinking that looks like a fucking war zone, it don't. And from there, we came back home. That's my week.
Wow.
I did spend time in downtown St. Louis. I got outside to take a whiz, and I think it got shot at. And then I jumped back in the truck, and I looked out the front window, and I saw muzzle flashes across the street in the darkness. That was some scary shit, man.
Oh, good lord. Anyway. Is that all that happened to you? You got shot at?
I maybe it wasn't me getting shot at. Maybe it was the dude behind me.
Note the concern in my voice.
Yes.
I'm just not caring.
If I was shot, you would be a little bit different.
I'd be sitting here going, well, the show's about to be 50% better.
Asshole.
Tony's not here. Couldn't get a hold of him. He's probably washing his girlfriend's dog.
Probably. So I'm sorry the bit where his girlfriend calls
is over
for the second time, which that was the best part of the show.
I know. You had to listen to a whole 3-hour show to hear a 1-minute bit.
I know.
Are we genius?
Am I being recorded?
No. Okay. Okay.
Are we geniuses or what? Make you wait 3 hours for the bit.
So download, download, download.
Yeah.
Then delete, delete, delete.
Yeah. But want to say hi to everyone I met over the weekend. Albany, Georgia. I went to the South Georgia Peanuts baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Met some people on the way to the show, during the show, and after the show. But one story I want to talk about at that is behind me, we had seats behind home plate. Behind me, there were two girls, probably not older than 15, there, wearing very scantily clad clothing.
So you do know this goes into what me and Donnie says about you being a cradle robber, right?
No. I was on my best behavior that
yeah,
night.
Right.
There was a guy that kept coming over there, had to be in his mid-20s, hitting on them, taking photos, getting their phone numbers, you know, playing around with them.
Hmm.
And he actually bought them a beer. Bought him food and all. Bought him t-shirts. Bought him caps. And
he probably didn't get shit that night.
No. I think his wife came and got him.
Now what did I tell you?
So,
yes, mommy.
So don't be surprised if sometime next week we report on a story. A middle-aged man in Albany, Georgia was arrested for pedophile.
Where do they consider pedophile and just underage?
What's
the difference between pedophile and, say, underage?
Why, were you convicted of something?
No, I'm just wondering. Cause,
I think it's
they sit there and say, you know, Michael Jackson's a pedophile, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, 5-year-old kids, I can understand that, right?
Yeah.
But 15 or 13, at least 12 and older.
I think
that should be statutory rape or something, not pedophile.
I think pedophile is single digits, which is
9 and under,
which is a major crime.
Yeah.
But in the state of Georgia now, underage, which is the
16 and under.
16
under 16. The, 16 is the age of consent in Georgia.
The lower teenage range, that's just a misdemeanor now.
There's, really? So yeah. What is that, like a month in jail and a fine or something?
What it is there was
by the way, this is not sitting here telling y'all to go out and do this in the state of Georgia.
No.
It's a misdemeanor and not a felony.
Yeah. So. The main story...
Disclaimer.
The main story in the state of Georgia and Florida is that there was a case where a star student, you know, head of his class, you know, valedictorian, I think he was. He was 19, and he was sent to jail for having consensual sex with a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Which, even though the age of consent is 16, if the parents say no, then you still get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, they gave him 5 years in jail and made him register as a sex offender. 2 days after he was sentenced, they changed it to a misdemeanor. And the judge says, okay, he doesn't have to register as a sex offender, and his sentence is reduced to 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and which is 2.5 months on good behavior. So it had been 2.5 months, so he was going to be released. Well, the Attorney General's Office of the State of Georgia said, no. He appealed the decision that the judge made and put him back in jail and said, you are going to register as a sex offender.
That's messed up.
But in the state of Georgia, it is a misdemeanor, but there's a chance where if you do get caught for that, you won't spend time in jail, you'll get probation, and you may have to register.
In other words, you might get a bastard judge.
Yes. As we both take a drink at the same time.
Yeah.
We're good like that.
No, we're not.
No.
Not like that.
Handed out a bunch of bumper stickers, too. I think I ordered like 2,000.
I still ain't got my one.
You know what? You have been bitching for months now that you have never gotten your bumper sticker.
I haven't. I even registered like 5 times on the website to get my one.
Well, you know what?
I just want one.
Here's your damn bumper sticker.
Damn, it's ugly. I ain't even putting this shit on my car.
I have a whole bag of them left over. Look at that. A whole bag of them. There's like 300 in here left over.
I'm going to have to take a bunch of those on the 30th then.
It's crazy, man.
Well, think about it. If I'm going to a paintball game on the 30th, then I can hand
them out. Give you the whole bag because I got another 1,000 coming.
Okay. I'll just hand them out at the game.
And if you want one, theentitledshow.net, go check out the store. The only thing that's in it is a free bumper sticker.
So it's not really a store. It's more like a giveaway.
Well, I'm in the process of ordering T-shirts again.
Ordering T-shirts again. What happened to the first batch?
Well, I was in the middle of ordering, and halfway through printing, I had to cancel because Donnie stopped showing up to recordings. And I thought it was kind of stupid to be selling T-shirts to a show I wasn't doing anymore.
Okay.
I've noticed something. Ever since the new guy started working here at the station, to emphasize more what I'm saying, I have to move my head around a lot. Before, it used to be just keep my head still, just stare straight ahead and talk to the mic. And now, I have to bounce my head around like a bobblehead doll.
There's a professor at the college that he walks around and does that. I think he's got some kind of weird disease, like Tourette's or something.
It's weird. We're at 93 MGR at Bainbridge, and every time we come out of break, I know this is a visual, but Chris will enjoy this one.
You know, you're going to get that right.
Here it is. Coming out of a song. 93 MGR. This is the morning ride, baby.
Get that shit on video.
He knows I'm kidding if he's listening. He knows I'm joking.
Mm-hmm,
maybe.
Sure.
But let's see. After
so that's theuntitledshow.net or myspace.com/theuntitledshow.
Yes. Be our friend. We're near 1,000.
Go on to my little MySpace thing on the bottom and be my friend.
All 25 of you.
Yeah. If you're into paintball, you know, I'm a big paintball guy. So if you want to, like, talk about paintball on MySpace or something,
And I do want to say that the website now has a PayPal account. So if you want to advertise, send me an email.
What, The Entitled Show?
The Entitled Show is now open for advertising.
Shit. I ain't paying for no goddamn advertisement.
We got that Google AdSense. And, I've had it for 6 months on ampedradio.net, and I just put it on theentitledshow.net. I'm allergic to .com for some reason.
I thought .com was taken.
It is.
Okay, shut up then.
Yeah. No, remember that show that I was telling you about last week?
Mm-hmm.
They got .com, and it's just a redirect to their MySpace page.
Yeah, I know. I went on it, and I was like, this is bullshit.
And ampedradio.com is the opposite of what I do. Ampedradio.com is a bunch of people that make web shows for radio stations, when ampedradio.net is an actual radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually claim affiliation with me, even though I have no idea who they are.
Maybe we ought to get a hold of them and make them pay to be affiliated with you.
Well, they were first, so I'd have to pay them.
Depends on who has more visitors.
I think they do.
Never mind.
My MySpace gets more views than the website does. My personal MySpace gets more views than our websites do. That's because I'm popular.
I guess so. Bastard.
Bastard. Well, after Friday night, left the game, went to Tallahassee, to the campus of FSU, and to the Governor's Square Mall in Tallahassee Mall, handing out more stickers and flyers. Mm-hmm. And actually bumped into a few listeners of this program that actually helped out. They went to other locations around the city and handed out some stuff. I think one went to the big library they have there in the city. One went to the Beta Bar. Mm-hmm. We're walking the street down at the Beta Bar handing out stuff down there. So it was pretty awesome. Nice meeting people down there. And then right after we left there, I made the 2-hour drive to Dothan, Alabama.
All right.
To witness WWE. And there's something else with WWE that we're going to talk about later that involves an explosion.
Oh, so damn fake.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
We better have a little bit of time to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Because I noticed things on the video.
Trust me.
We'll prove it.
Trust me. We have time. Because yeah. I have nothing. After I tell you about this, I have nothing else. But we get there 2 hours early. The show was supposed to start at 7:30. We get there at 5:30. So we wait out back. We meet Theodore Long. He came out, shook hands with us. We met Jimmy Wang Yang. Yeehaw. He looks like an Asian, but he's a redneck.
An Asian redneck. What next?
He was pretty cool. We met Chris Benoit. He was pretty cool. We met Batista. It was okay. CM Punk. The only wrestler that showed up in a limousine was CM Punk.
Wow.
a guy that's supposed to be straight edge, live on the edge, live cheaply, shows up in a damn limousine. And they give him the rock star entrance, too. Every wrestler that came out, it was one single spotlight on him. When CM Punk came out, it was the one spotlight. Then you had the other three spotlights doing circles around the room.
Damn. Is that the...
That's the rock star entrance for the Dothan Civic Center.
I figured.
We met some cool people down there. Actually, a listener let me crash at their house because I was completely worn out.
Wow.
I want to thank Jeff and his sister, Alexis. How you doing?
Bastard. So Jeff was the man that let you stay over?
Yeah.
So we put out a big thanks for him.
Big hoo-ha to hoo-ha. Him.
Is that what we're going to call it from now on?
Hoo-ha.
We give you a big hoo-ha.
We'll give you a big hoo-ha.
Anyway.
I got nothing. And Jeff, you have a mighty fine sister, even though she looked at me like I was a creep. She had a right to.
So, I'm available?
No, you're not.
Shut up.
Doesn't she listen to this?
No, she. It takes too long to download. She only has dial-up.
Give me your address. I'll send her a CD.
She listens to it on my computer when I come up there.
Oh, okay.
She loves the show. It's just that it's too damn slow to download up there. So
I handed out a bunch of CDs for the people that what I did was I went to Walmart and I bought like a sleeve of 100 for like $5. Very cheap, like very thin. If you're not careful with them, they'll crack or whatever.
One of those you throw as a frisbee and all of a sudden it's a weapon.
It shatters. Yeah. Debris chink in the neck, in the juggler.
So thin you could probably cut a man's head off in flight.
Yeah. So the people that I would walk up and go like, hey, the Entitled Show? No, well, here's a CD. Chink.
So right on the ground. Which episode was it?
What I used to do, I used to always hand out CDs of the Mother Yelling at the Son audio.
Mm-hmm.
Us talking about that. But then I mixed it up a little bit. I didn't label them at random. They either got the mother yelling at the son or the news anchor farting on air.
Oh, right.
It was completely at random.
So if you're not careful, you might get somebody farting.
And every 5 minutes, I cut into the audio and go, you can listen to the full show at theentitledshow.net.
That's just mean.
I know. How else are they going to know where to go? Just hand them a CD with nothing written on it.
You're supposed to write shit on it, at least, theuntitledshow.net.
Oh. Fuck. I had to do it. I had to make up for Donnie not being here.
Hold on. Was it a rewritable CD?
Oh, shit.
Gee, now I wonder why they took them. Make up their own damn CDs.
But... It seems like at every wrestling show I go to, there's this one smartass that always thinks he knows everything about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to all the rumor sites, so he gets all the latest news on what's going on. Well, he had this dry erase board. And he kept... The first couple of times we saw him there, he was funny. Everyone was on his side, but he's gotten to the point where he's just obnoxious and people can't stand him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he
basically overstayed his welcome.
Yeah, so he starts writing down all his messages, and before the show, he did the woo and the Mr. Kennedy, chants like that, and no one was following along with him. The only people that were following along with him were the two or three guys that go everywhere with him. They think he's some celebrity. I'm a bigger celebrity than he is.
Hell. People don't even know me, and I'm a bigger celebrity than he is.
I actually had people following me around the Civic Center, going, hey, is that Bob? Anyway. Don't want to touch that subject. Might get arrested. Anyway.
Yeah, really.
Mommy, look. Mommy, look. He's got a big head. Oh, yes, I do.
Cradle robber. You're going to get arrested for that shit, I swear.
I'm joking.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck by me. Anyway. But he was writing on the board making fun of some of the wrestlers. Chavo Guerrero, who I did hate, but now he's my favorite wrestler. He goes out there and he starts mocking the guy. He does the motion, walking bow-legged because he's fat. Right? Like he's munching on all this food. And everyone, he thought that everyone was laughing at Chavo. Everyone was laughing at him. Lucy.
Moving on.
But later that night, we saw that guy at Crystal's, and he was by himself with a couple of chili dogs while I was there hanging out with people.
That's typical. Maybe the other three guys figured out, maybe he is a dumbass.
No, they probably had to go home to mommy. I want to know something. I want to know who spends $230 on a replica belt.
Not me.
Walk around with it on his shoulder like it means something.
If I'm going to spend $230, it's going to be on something paintball.
If I spend $230, it's going to be on a hooker.
No. You might get a disease.
It's worth the risk.
I don't think so.
For me, it's worth the risk.
For you. We're trying, man. Has anybody hit the forums at all? I ain't been on there in a while.
More porn sites.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's bad, man.
You pay for the damn thing, and they can't even keep the porn sites off.
Well, it's up to me to keep them off.
How the hell do you do that?
You delete their accounts.
Then why don't you damn well delete their accounts?
The moment that... It's like a disease. You delete one, two appear. His eye's twitching. It's kind
of
scary.
That's why you're supposed to go... Is it one of them, like, computer-generated things?
Yeah.
Then why don't you go in there and make it to where you have to type in a code?
It is.
Then how the hell are they doing it?
I don't know.
Damn.
There are programs where they can find those images and they can read off the numbers and type them in.
Well, you're supposed to put it in a hidden form.
I can't control the way they do it. I just select the option to make them have to do it.
Figures.
But anyway, talking about the WWE, a lot of people have been talking about this. But for some strange reason, the national news isn't touching this. Gee, I wonder why. It's Mr. McMahon... is dead. He's been presumed dead. You're fired.
No, you're dead.
You're crispy.
That too.
But a lot of people are going like, oh my God, who did it? Who killed him?
If this was true, there wouldn't be a WWE.
Exactly.
It would be on suspension.
I wouldn't have had an event to go to.
Exactly.
Jesus. And for some strange reason, none of the McMahon family is being interviewed.
Oh my God. Why.
And I guess a lot of people were seeing a ghost because the next night at a taping of SmackDown, they saw Mr. McMahon.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, dun dun dun.
So if you're one of the people that don't believe wrestling's fake, if this ain't proof.
I mean.
Remember back when Kane supposedly fell in that dumpster of fire?
Yeah. And he was supposed to be dead.
And then he pops back up.
Thanks. And here's the thing. On the website, they said the FBI has gotten involved. Well, after a couple hours of that being on there, it was changed to the federal... It's the FIC.
FIC?
FIC. I can't remember what it's called.
Federal Insurance Company?
Who knows? Maybe. Maybe some puts in the geck.
Good job.
Oh, good Lord. I still haven't got the sound effects fixed.
You're slow, motherfucker. Anyway, continue.
But,
can't even read this shit.
For those of you that think it's... For those of you that think he's actually died, like, get a life. Jeez.
If you'd... Wrestling is fake, okay? It's a good storyline, yeah. Granted.
I know wrestling's fake, but I love watching it. It's...
It would make a good sitcom.
Yes. I'm sick of that thing. Wow, my voice sounds a little better now with that gone.
How about me?
Put it back on. So, big thanks to everyone I met, and especially Jeff, to let me stay at his house. I'm sorry for the stain I left on those sheets.
He seems to be laughing. I don't find that funny.
Why are you smiling?
Because you're a dumbass.
Oh, jeez.
So, you can send that bill to...
Donnie.
We are there. We are too.
See what happens when you're not here, Donnie. He's not listening.
You don't even listen to this. You don't even download it, so I don't even know why the hell I do it.
Oh, wow. And we want to tell people about the 6-hour extravaganza coming up.
Woohoo!
We're lining up guests as we speak to come in to help us out with that 6-hour piece of crap. If you like what you hear now, just wait till we have to stretch it for another 5 hours.
Yeah, really. I think we'll have a better show then.
Yeah.
Because it'll be live. And you can call in and send us emails and we will answer them on the air.
That would mean people would actually have to listen. We have to pick a night we're going to do it. Let's pick a night right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
God damn it, right now.
Right now. Okay, I'm opening up to the July calendar. How's the,
If you say anywhere around the 10th, I'm going to have to piss in your eye.
Say no to the 13th. Friday the 13th.
It's good for me.
It's good for you. Friday the 13th is good for you.
It's good for me, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Wait, Friday? Yeah, I can do that.
Friday the 13th.
I said yes.
Starting at 6 p.m.
6 p.m., running 6 hours straight.
On AmpedRadio.net. 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 AmpedRadio.net.
Will this be recorded and then re-put onto the Untalked
Yes.
Show? Okay.
It will.
But you can't call in. If you try calling in from the Untitled Show on the Untitled Show website, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Even though we give away the phone number a lot.
Yeah.
No, we'll be giving away WMGR's phone number.
I'll have my cell phone, so that'll be given out too. So I can put on speaker.
You're a brave motherfucker. Yeah. I gave away my cell phone number once on Amped Radio.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson. And it was a night where 20 people were listening to me. Mm-hmm. All 20 of them at one time decided to call.
Oh, you just take one phone call at a time.
But my phone rang constantly for a week because of it.
Only call on that night.
How are you going to tell them, no, don't call me anymore?
I don't know. If it's a hot chick, call all you want. If you're a dude, go to hell.
Anyway. You got anything?
There was a Border Patrol agent arrested.
Ooh, what'd he do?
You remember those two that were arrested for doing their job?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope everybody else knows this. If not, you know, we'll cover that later.
Give them a quick roundabout update.
All right. Two Border Patrol agents were on the border guarding, you know, doing their fucking job. They spotted this guy trying to cross the border, and he spotted them, ran around a hill. So one of the agents went up the hill, up and over the hill, and the other one went around it to cut him off. Well, the one that went up and over, I believe, don't hold me to it because I'm a little fuzzy on the story right now, went over and there was gunshots. Well, supposedly the illegal alien shot at him, so he shot back, hitting him, I think, in the leg or something, right? Okay, well, they couldn't find him. He crawled back to Mexico, right? Just hobbled, whatever the hell you want to call it. And this guy gets over there and somehow reports that they shot him. Doing their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. government takes them to court. Brings this illegal alien over here on a green card, which means he gets to stay here for an extra year or so. Gives him a green card, basically. To prosecute.
Your tax dollars, people.
And do you know where they put the illegal aliens? The ones that come over here on the green card and they commit a crime, where do they put them at?
Where?
Yazoo Federal Penitentiary or something like that in Mississippi. Guess where they put these two bastards?
Where?
Or these two poor Border Patrol agents.
No.
Well, I think one of them went to Yazoo and he got the shit beat out of him. Jeez. For doing his job, the government turns his back on him.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, really. But anyway, there was
I'm this close to saying, Oh, Maple Leaf.
Well, tell you the truth, the way this government turns its back on its own people. Yeah. But now, there's another Border Patrol agent who married a Mexican. She was half and half, I think. So, hey, if you work with them all day long. But, no, I honestly think she was dual citizenship or something.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Anyway, she wanted her, like, no, I think she was a full-blown Mexican, but she got naturalized is what it was. So now she's an American citizen. He married her. But she wanted her two kids from a previous marriage to come up. You're not even listening, you little bastard.
No, keep
going. So he went to a immigration lawyer to get the papers, right? And she had no problem, except he put the ages wrong. Instead of like 11 and 12 or something, he put them as 21 and 22. So he went back, the lawyer did that, okay, on the immigration papers. So the Border Patrol agent realized, oh my God, he messed up the papers, went back, they arrested the Border Patrol agent for falsifying immigration papers.
Oh my God,
and it
man.
Was the lawyer that screwed it up. So now, he has been arrested for falsifying immigration papers, and they're trying to get him for sexual misconduct with a minor. Those two kids, trying to say he sexually abused them. Well, there's no proof for it. They convicted him on the falsification papers, and right now he's on his way to Yazoo.
Gee.
So personally, if I was any of y'all Border Patrol agents, I'd quit.
And there's a car in the NASCAR Busch Series saying it's sponsored by the Border Patrol, and on the back says, now hiring.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Don't. I mean, it's sad when the government turns its back on the people that's supposed to guard it, but...
Really? It's crazy. Ugh.
Anyway, that's my news for the day, fucked up side of America.
And you know, I want to educate some of our younger people that are just driving and asking, why is gas $2.80 to $3.20 a gallon? The reason why that is because a while back, Exxon and Mobil realized that if they merged, they can...
Up the gas prices.
Up the prices.
Which I think they should have made illegal, because now there's, what, only three major gas companies left in the U.S., mm-hmm. other than four or five?
A report came out saying that if Exxon and Mobil weren't merged right now, gasoline, unleaded, would be around $1.25 a gallon. If they were not merged.
Wow.
The average price of gasoline will be $1.25 if they were not merged.
Hmm.
I wish I was making that up.
Hmm.
And what the sad thing is people are saying, oh, get the Republicans out of the White House and everything.
They're not the problem.
And everything will be fine. That's not the problem. These big oil companies own every single politician.
I think it's for every congressman up there. They have like four or five lobbyists, the oil companies.
Where do you think they're getting all their money from?
It's sad, man.
This country is not being run by the people you elect. It's being ran by the people that own the oil companies.
I'm sorry, but when we finally get at least one congressman elected up there that actually vote for what the people want and not what he wants or what the people lobbying him want. Basically, when every congressman stops taking money from other people, outside companies, and starts listening to the people and doing his fucking job,
mm-hmm.
that's when this country will be turned
around.
You know
what? I didn't even bother registering to vote. I basically made it point and clear. I said, when a politician finally stands up and tells the oil company, you know what, fuck off, I don't want your dirty money, then I will register.
That's right. Well, register and vote for the ones that try to vote them in.
But none, all of them are owned by the oil company.
You know that,
they're all being paid off. Where do you think you're getting all this campaign money from?
They sure as hell ain't their daddy.
Jeez.
That's it. I'm running for Congress.
Yeah, we're announcing today we're going to be in the White House. We're going to start locally by being county administrators. Because everyone knows how easy that is.
Bullshit. You get in there, you won't want to go back.
No, you get in there, you know, you put your feet up on the desk, and you realize that you have the easy street for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You just tell everybody it's a hard job.
Yeah.
Roll in a paycheck every week.
Get on the council board for the city.
Yeah.
Or no, become a no, I better not say that.
Don't say it.
Historic committee.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. There are some smart ones.
Okay, I know I said I wasn't going to go local, but I get asked a lot of questions. It was like, why do you think a lot of businesses are not coming into Bainbridge?
Because it's a fucked up town.
There's one committee in town.
Is that the what's the name of that committee? You know the name, don't you? You're about to say it anyway. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it because
just say it.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Look at where we are.
So?
Now that I work here, there's a lot of things I can't say anymore.
Well, come here and whisper it in my ear and I will say it. Come here.
No.
I want to hear it anyway. So come here. Historic committee.
Fuck.
Anyway, go ahead.
They dictate what color your house can be, how often you cut your grass, what flowers you can plant,
all right,
what
bushes you can plant. This is the historic committee, not groundskeeping committee.
They can dictate all that.
That's bullshit.
In this city, you have to go to a committee to cut down a tree.
Yeah, I know. Well, certain trees.
No.
Live oaks are a no-no.
No, all of them.
That's bullshit.
The charter house down here got in trouble for cutting down pine trees.
Yeah, those two they had to cut down because they were about to fall on top of the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a $5,000 fine for each of them.
And they supposedly went to these committees like 100 times, and they showed, look, this tree is about to fall.
And then you have to if they grant you to be able to cut it down, you have to pay the committee for a permit.
Yep. You have to get granted, then pay for the permit.
Sure.
I think it's a permit per tree too.
Welcome to the city of Bainbridge.
Yep.
And I say this. It for people that just drive through here when they drive down Shotwell Street or they drive around the bypass, it looks like a good city.
Don't stop.
Just keep on going. You may see a Walmart, but don't stop.
Well, Walmart, maybe you can
No.
Okay, don't.
No.
Don't even stop for gas.
Because there's a certain group of people that ride in buses that make it to where you can't go in there.
Yeah, I know.
Walk up to you. Dinero?
Dinero, fuck you.
No hablo.
I had one of them walk up to me and ask me for $13.
The last four times I've been to Walmart, I've had one come up to me and ask me for money in Spanish.
It blew this one guy's mind when I started talking to him in Spanish. It really did.
It blew this one guy's mind when I called his wife a bitch. A puta.
Man, puta.
See, we had no material 40 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, let's get on to some news.
Stupid crook stuff.
I want to read at least one or two.
There's only one or two.
There's some good ones on there.
Police blame a woman named Butts for
stealing.
This
is not made up. When I read this, I turned around immediately to him and said, Bob, is this made up? Did you make this up? No, it's real.
Police blame a woman named Butts for stealing toilet paper from a central Iowa courthouse. And while they're chuckling, the thief charge could put her in prison.
Is that all you can read? I see a whole damn paragraph sitting there.
Butts was caught last week after an employee saw her taking three rolls of two-ply tissue from the storage closet. Butts insisted it was the first time she'd pilfered toilet paper, but she declined to answer further questions on her attorney's advice. The fifth-degree theft charge, a misdemeanor, normally carries a sentence of less than a year, but Butts could face more time if convicted under the state's habitual offender law because she has prior theft convictions. Mm. You know things are pretty desperate and you have to steal toilet paper.
It's because of these gas prices.
Yeah. Just blame it on the oil companies. Blame it all on them.
Yeah.
I didn't graduate high school. Why didn't you graduate? The oil companies. I couldn't get a good job. Why couldn't you get a good job? Damn oil companies.
That's a possibility, actually.
Why'd she break up with you? Damn oil companies. They drive out the price of condoms.
That's sad when the price of condoms starts jumping up. Then you know oil's in a bad place.
I had to pay an extra 50 for my escort because of gas prices.
Anyway.
My old spoon sucks. Anyway.
What else you got?
Okay. A man who lost part of his finger in a bar brawl walked out of the pub and down the street before he noticed it was gone.
Damn.
Let's see. The man whose identity was not released was being treated for his injuries. Police brought the severed finger to the hospital but did not say whether it was being reattached.
Is it going to be reattached? No comment.
No comment.
Nah. I'm sorry, we cannot comment on that at this time. Why? No comment. Here, let me see some.
No.
You're a whore.
Okay, read the bottom one.
Okay. A 13-year-old Oregon student at...
Woo!
I knew he would be excited. Has embarrassed his technical school by providing... proving? What the hell? Somebody can't type.
I did not type it.
But I think it's providing, but it's... They put in here proving. Water in the toilets is proving. I think it's proving. Proving water in the toilets is cleaner than what comes out of drinking fountains. The presentation this month by Kyle Ray Katherman at the Oregon Coast Technology School, a charter facility in North Bend, sent officials scrambling. Eugene Orr, registered guard, reported. What the hell? Anyway, English prostate, he went scientific with the prostate and swabbed the spigots of four fountains as well as one sample from a toilet. Applying the science-heavy curriculum to the testing, he grew cultures in petri dishes and made the discovery the toilet water was cleanest. His teacher and classmates were shocked, and school administrators ordered the spigots removed and thoroughly cleaned, the report said. Katherman is one of the students who opposes the school's ban on bringing water bottles into classes. Bottles were banned when students were caught bringing in alcohol 4 years ago. That's just sick, dude. According to reports, Nicole Richie is pregnant with her first child.
Prompted by pictures of the skinny star with a bloated belly, a number of magazines are claiming medical tests have proved the simple life star is expecting a baby with her rocker boyfriend, Joel Maiden of Good Charlotte.
You know she's a wetback, right?
Yeah. Last month, she was photographed at a reproductive clinic and a
What? A reproductive clinic?
And a report in Life and Style magazine claims blood and urine tests confirmed she is pregnant. And, quote-unquote, insider tells the magazine Nicole's determined to get healthy for her own sake and the baby's. A representative for the star has refused to comment. Who cares? Lindsay Lohan will celebrate her 21st birthday with a gaggle of Paris... Gaggle. wow. Ooh. Of Paris Hilton lookalikes to take the place of her incarcerated pal, according to reports. Nice. The Mean Girls star is alleged to have hired a group of doppelgangers...
Okay.
For her July 2nd bash as a tribute to her pal, who returned to jail last Friday. A source tells Scottish newspaper The Daily Record, Lohan knows Paris can make it, so in her honor, she has invited lots of lookalikes. She thinks it will cheer Paris up and make her laugh.
God, I'd be pissed.
Hasn't them two
been like at each other's throat for the past couple of years?
They were, but that was all an act.
They're lesbian friends?
Okay. Yeah. And here's the thing. Paris Hilton did a quote-unquote interview with Barbara Walters from ABC's The View, saying that me acting stupid is all an act. It is all an act. It is not cute anymore.
Yeah, I remember
But that. Here's the thing. A report came out Thursday that what Barbara Walters was reading was a statement from her manager. And not from Paris herself.
I figured.
And Mr. Hilton is throwing Paris a party.
Yeah, as soon as she gets out.
In Las Vegas, as soon as she gets out, and I think she's going to make $400,000 off this party.
Her dad's making more. He wouldn't do nothing unless he was making money.
Yeah, she's going to change, all right. I'm going to predict this. She's going to be in jail by next year, again.
Again.
And this time, if she gets put in jail again, she's at least going in for a year.
You know what's funny? They're going to serve alcohol at this party, obviously, right?
Yeah.
What would be really funny is if her dad gives her a new car.
And MTV cameras come out, Sweet 16. The gayest show ever. Yuck.
I think Maid was the gayest show ever.
No, Maid was actually good. Tell me a lot of things about meeting women.
I'm sorry, there's a show on Fuse, I think it is. Daddy Spoiled Little Girl or something.
Stop.
Why the hell are they going to take video of a spoiled brat and put it on TV?
Stop trying to be like MTV Fuse. That's why people watch you, because you're not like them.
Thank you. I liked it back when they didn't have stupid-ass shows like that. It was all music videos. Steven's Untitled Rock Show, that's cool, because he sits there and talks with the bands.
One problem, when Fuse first started, it was nothing but music videos.
That's right.
And then, what made me stop watching it as much is when they had to start adding gimmicks.
No, I'll tell you a station that's damn good, and all they do is show music videos. There's one show called Hello World, where they go into like a country and stuff, but it's
IMF.
International Music Feed. If you like any kind of music, they show it there from across the world. Even Cuba, even though we have a ban on them, even Cuba.
And if you remember, what is that one show they play?
Which one?
It used to come on USA a lot, where a lot of people go in and perform.
MMUSA?
No.
Crap. I was about to say, anyway. USA turned into Fuse. They bought themselves.
But anyway, IMF is only on Dish Network, which sucks.
Yeah. It is a damn good
I have DirecTV, so I can't watch IMF anymore.
It's a good show. It's a good station. If you have Dish Network and you love music from any country,
It's 157, isn't it?
I want to say that, yeah. It's down there. It's right below Fuse.
Channel 157, because Fuse is 158, MTV is 160, and 161.
I want to say 156, but it could be.
And then VH1 is 162. And then VH1 Classic is 164.
Shut up.
And then Country Music on 165 and 166.
The only one you need to worry about is IMF.
And then Spike TV is 168.
And that one.
And then Nickelodeon, 170, 171.
I'm going to throw something at you if you don't shut up.
Disney Channel, 172, 173. Then Toon Disney, 174.
Oh my God, no.
Then Cartoon Network, 175.
I've not watched that station in I don't know how many years.
Boomerang, 176.
I don't have that one.
Nicktoons Channel, 177.
I didn't get that one.
Nickelodeon Games and Sports, 178. Then it's the Discovery Channel, 180. I know. No, wait. 182. Sorry. I have DirecTV, but
16.
I have. Oh, now they have the one exposed.
For who? Fuse?
No. MTV.
Oh yes.
You sit in a chair that has quote unquote sensors on it that tell you whether or not you're quote unquote lying or not.
Oh, is that the one where they go on, like, dates or something, and they ask them questions to see if they like them? Yeah.
It's like,
He's lying. He's lying.
Yeah, you got somebody in your ear. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Oh, shoot me now, please. Ugh. And then MTV had to bring back the Real World Las Vegas, the most highest rated season of the Real World.
And now it's probably the lowest rated
it
show.
It is. Because
you don't want to watch the same thing twice.
Because they brought it back, and it's the same seven people.
Well, doing actually, the same seven problems.
Yeah, the same crap.
Except now they have other people involved, because one of them's married, has a kid.
And the husband and the kids are staying in the suite with them, but the editors have strategically cut him out of everything.
Yeah, I figured.
You see him in the first episode, but that's the only time you see him.
Yeah, you see him come in the door with the baby.
Yeah. But
I thought he was staying in, like, a room next door. That's what was going on.
I think that the room, after they left, the room was reconfigured to be bigger, mm-hmm. and they added on another room to the suite, mm-hmm. and I think he's staying in that room, but he's staying in a part of the house where he's basically told to stay in that room and not come out.
I'd be pissed, man.
Hell, you're in Vegas.
I'd still be pissed.
And when the camera crews leave the room, when the roommates leave, you have the place to yourself.
Go right around, poop in that bedroom.
Room service?
Hell yeah.
Run up the bill.
Shit, man.
Anyway.
We wouldn't want to get on the Real World or anything like that anyway. From what I hear, it's really retarded.
I tried.
No.
For the Real World Denver, I tried. I made it into the second round of auditions. The first round is you send in a 1-minute tape. Then the second round is you send in a 3-minute tape.
Of doing what?
The first tape is an introduction. The second tape is to describe yourself. Why would you basically? It's to tell them why you would be good on the show. Why you would
because I don't do shit.
How you would bring good ratings, and I think I was an alternate.
Well, you never made it to Denver.
So if four people would have dropped out of the house, I would have been called. Four people had to drop out, though.
Yeah, I don't even think one dropped out.
No. It's very rare for someone to
leave.
How
can they call it the Real World when it's a bunch of people in a house, they have a job, right?
Yeah.
But they have no moral responsibilities.
Well, they have to keep the place clean.
And they don't. Until the very last day, and you know that.
Yeah.
You can actually watch the dishes grow in the sink over the time.
I like these kind of people that they use the dishes one time, leave them in the sink, and then when stuff starts growing on them, they just throw them away and buy new ones. That's why I love the invention of styrofoam plates.
Or paper.
Paper plates, yeah.
That's where it's true.
Paper plates fold up too easily, though. You have to double them up.
Well, if you get those big ones.
You know, this show sucks.
Yeah. So,
I got my bumper stickers here.
Yeah, if you want a bumper sticker, go to theuntitledshow.net or myspace.com/theuntitledshow.
Anyone want a bumper sticker? Oh, wait, there's no one here.
Stupid ass. On a good note, though, since there ain't nothing else going on in here, June 30th, there'll be a paintball game in Pavo, Georgia at AWOL Paintball. You need directions? Hit me up on MySpace. That's MySpace. So you go to myspace.com/theuntitledshow, click on the one that says Christopher. It's two guys playing paintball. Leave me a message. Now,
Or you can go to theuntitledshow.net.
Or there. You drop me a message.
And go to contacts.
Drop me a message. What, you got my email up or something?
No, there's a link to your MySpace.
Go there.
Do you have a Yahoo account?
Yeah. Well, you can drop me an email at dixieshots@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll set you up with a... Since you have to have a Yahoo account in order to get an email account through me.
Okay, well, just set me up with one or something.
Yeah, I just need your Yahoo email address. I can set you up.
So what are you going to make my email address then?
Q.
At?
TheEntitledShow.net.
Send it to there.
And if you send it to there now, it will get forwarded to me, but then I'll re-forward it to him when I get the account set up for him.
Yeah, so go on ahead and drop me an email if you need directions.
Q@theuntitledshow.net. Or email Donnie and tell him, get into the studio. They won't go to him, but I can give them to him. Donnie@theuntitledshow.net.
Yep.
And the 6-hour extravaganza, if you want to be a part of the show, email our public relations dude or whatever. All he does is run our MySpace. jay@theentitledshow.net if you want to be a part of the 6-hour extravaganza. If you want to be a musical guest, you want to sit and talk with us, or you just want to watch us do it, jay@theentitledshow.net. He'll hook you up, give you he'll give you a time of when you can come by. He'll give you directions to the studio. He lives in Chicago, but he knows how to get here.
Wow.
He's good.
And I'll give out my cell phone number at the show only, not beforehand. So if you want to call me live, you have to listen.
Yeah.
I'll put your ass on speaker.
Speakerphone.
Well. Okay.
I think we know what this sound means.
Editing.
Editing time.
Let's go. Woo! Yay!
I got a boner.
I got the turtle head poking out.
I like dairy fans, man.
I'm prairie dogging it.
That sucked.
All right, you little hoes. Drop us an email. Join the forum.
Send us emails. Join the forums. AmpRadio.net. Listen to the Untouched Show Productions' first 24/7 internet radio station. And be sure, if you're listening to this on MySpace, go to the UntitledShow.net to download all of our episodes. Join the forums. Give us a...
Then delete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the forums, then delete.
Well, after you download the shows, yeah. You get the point.
Oh man,
this is the best part of the show.
And it's just been announced, the 6-hour extravaganza, Friday the 13th.
That's July the 13th.
July
the
13th.
You're a little late if you think it's June.
Yeah. By about a week. Keep looking out. We're going to keep posting news bulletins on the entitledshow.net on guests or whatever. And also, we're going to be posting a few blogs up there in the next couple of days.
Roger.
Yeah. I'm going to be giving away some things.
Sweet.
So keep your eye out on theentitledshow.net. I'm going to be giving away some free crap.
All right.
Thanks to our friends at Circuit City. I'm giving away some gift cards.
Sweet.
So keep an eye on the website. And when you see the bulletin, that's your cue to email me.
Don't email Q. Email him.
Email me.
5 o'clock in the morning, you see.
I'm Bob.
I'm Q.
And we're out of here.
Asshole!